USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two unrelated mass shootings in America in less than 24 hours leave a total of 30 people dead, including the shooter in the second of the two incidents, which happened overnight in Dayton, Ohio. Police there say a man opened fire near Ned Pepper's Bar in Dayton's Oregon District before Dayton police officers shot and killed him. Another 16 people were injured there. Meanwhile, in El Paso, Texas, the mayor says,
I'm gearing up for 20 funerals and making sure we can bring our city together.
Mayor DeMargo speaking about the mass shooting at a Walmart there yesterday that killed 20 people and injured at least 26 others. A 21-year-old man from the Dallas area is now in police custody. Authorities say he'll face murder charges and also possibly hate crime charges. And this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Police now say the gunman who opened fire on a Northern California food festival last weekend killed himself after officers shot him multiple times. Officials correcting previous police accounts that the officers fired the fatal bullet. Police gave the update soon after the Santa Clara County Medical Examiner said 19-year-old Santino William Legan died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. He killed three people, including two children, and injured 13 others at the Gilroy Garlic Festival on Sunday. Democratic Baltimore Congressman Elijah Cummings responding to a week of attacks by President Trump against him and his city. The chairman of the House Oversight Panel saying he would welcome a visit from President Trump to Baltimore.
Do not just criticize us, but come to Baltimore, and I promise you, you will be welcome. I promise you, we will give you every bit of hospitality we've got.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Just as President Trump began tweeting about the city's crime rate, a Maryland congressman's Baltimore home was broken into. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Baltimore police confirming they're investigating a burglary at the home of Congressman Elijah Cummings that happened last Saturday morning. They say they got a call at about 3:40 a.m. and responded to Cummings' home on the city's Madison Avenue. Police can't say if any property was taken, and they haven't said if they have any specific suspects. Ironically, the break-in occurred just a few hours before President Trump started a tweet war, focusing on Cummings and the Baltimore crime rate. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Ryan Kozlowski was convicted of poisoning his wife's coffee. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
He was sentenced to 60 days in jail, and he will be serving that on the weekends. His ex-wife, who doesn't want to be identified, says she started getting suspicious when she felt tired while driving on the highway.
This was the morning rush hour. Other commuters were everywhere, honking at me, either to warn me I was about to hit the wall or trying to avoid a collision with me.
His ex-wife also says she put a security camera above her coffee maker and was horrified by what it captured.
He poured himself a cup of coffee, took the blue substance, poured it into the pot, and swirled it around.
Many people are outraged that he will be serving his time on weekends.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.